false, but you don't know Eidus, or Bittus Chosayim, the Tumas Midrash Kedoshov, Meviyim Badalis, Badalidalis, they bring birds, or else Minchas, they're bringing the poor or very poor. Now, Tani Yiduch wrote another price like this, to Tani Yiduch, Yesh Mevi Echod Tachas Echod. Sometimes they bring one offering to replace of another one, one covering Tachas another one. Yesh Mevi Shnayim Tachas Shnayim. Some have to bring two instead of two. Yesh Mevi Shnayim Tachas Achas. And sometimes they bring one, Yesh Mevi Shnayim, they bring two in the place of one. And Yesh Mevi Achas Tachas Shnayim, sometimes they bring one in the place of two. How do you have this? Mikana Tloma, from here we learn out that Lasira Seifa, that one you have to bring in Mincha, which is a tenth of an Eifa, the Pruta, it's worth a Pruta. Now the Gemara explains, Yerledes Mevi Achas Tachas Achas, or Yerledes brings one in the place of another. That means Preda Achas, Fiyoif Achas, she has to bring one Preda, Fiyoif means one bird, Tachas Keves, instead of the lamb. Rashi explains, because regularly Yerledes, if she's Ashiris, she's rich, yes, she brings a Keves Lierlo, she brings a Keves for Korban Erlon, Uben Yoinoi Tor Lechatis. Now, if she's Dallas, if she's poor, she brings Shtei Torim, Dainu Preda de Yoif, Tachas Keves, that's called one Tachas the other. Even if she's rich, also she has to bring a bird for the Chatis. Nafkamina is for the Oila. If she's rich, she brings a Korban Oila Keves. Now that she's poor, she brings a bird for it. That's called Achas Tachas Achas. Now Metzera, Shtei Predim Tachas Shnei Kvosim. A Metzera brings the two birds instead of two Kvosim. Now the Chet of Shmias Akril, Ubitus Vasayim, Fatumas Midrash Kudoshov, is Meviyim Beis Predis. You have to bring these two birds, Tachas Kivso Achas. So they bring these two birds instead of one lamb. Now, Umevin, Bedale Dallas, if they're very poor, they bring then Asira Seifa, bring the one tenth of an Eifa for Mincha, Tachash Ne Predim. Instead of the two birds they would have brought, that's a poor one. Now, Tachash Shnei Predim. Kitani, we learned, this says, and the Bryce ends off, that Nikana Tlema, from here we learn out, Li Asira Seifa, the one tenth of an Eifa, Shiva Pruta, that's worth at least a Pruta. So the question is, we know, and how do we know this, that an Asira Seifa is worth a Pruta? So Tzad Rabban went like this, if somebody says he's mechayiv himself to give like the worth of a sella to the Mizbeach, and there's a korban that's worth at least a sella, so maybe Keves, he has to bring a lamb. Shein dov a korb a sella, ella Keves, the only thing that's worth only a sella, so cheap, is a lamb, that's very cheap. So the very life of Sela, Rashi says, means the korbin hanikach b'sela. So Rashi says, so that's the cheapest korbin we have, is a keves worth a pruta. Versus Mimai, how do we know this? Mid Yom Rachmona, since the pasuk says ayil osham the kesef shkolim, an ayil osham, an ayil, that's already a lamb that's 2 years old already. So that's worth the kesef shkolim. Nechlad, the Keves Ben Shun was only 1 year old. The seller, it's worth a seller. So Rashi says, the pasuk says, Gabi Oshem, Basham Yilos, Baba Yikra, it says, Ayel the Kesef Shkolim, Dainu Shtei Sloyim. So Kitzra, 2 year old lamb is worth two Sloyim. Therefore, 1 year old lamb is only worth one seller. May the assistance, the pasuk says, Keves Ben Shun Osai, that Stamak Keves means during his first year. Utanan, we learned like this, that Omdu Kin and Boy Bayoim, the day that he passed him to say that they're potter from bringing the rest of the birds, so the price went down like we had the Mishnah before. Tanan we learned Omdu Kin and Boy Bayoim, Brivosom, it came down to worth a quarter of a dinner. So, me the Chas Rachmona lay, since we the Torah at such Rachmona says pity on you, the Dallas, the Mehevi Chad Mishish Osam Asiris, the Dallas is 1/16 of a rich one. Is Chas Rachmona led Daladal, same thing to Tarmac Rachmonis, upon the very poor person that has to only bring a mincha, Lemevi Chad, Mishish Shasav Adalas. It should also be 1/16 of what a poor person has to bring. So the Kitzur Rashi explains when it says, that these birds came down to be worth a quarter of a dinner. says, so that's when you bring shnei predim bedalis, b'rei v'din, it's worth a quarter of a dinner. Tachas, instead of bringing a keves, instead of bringing a lamb, which is bought, b'sela. So there comes out to be 1/16 of a sela. 1/16 of a sela is a quarter of a dinner, so that's what these birds are worth, k'neged the keves. Says so, when you go down to the dollars, it has to be worth also 1/16 of a quarter of a dinner, which is down to a pruta. The Rashi says, b'roi v'dinner, quarter of a dinner, there are 48 prutas. So Mo really has a question now. In came, if so, dollars come have a river. A poor woman brings these birds, how much is it worth? A quarter of a dinner. Now, v'kame priti, how many prutas are there the river in a quarter of a dinner? Our boy in Betimna, there are 48 prutas. If so, chad mishishosa, 1/16 of this, kamevi, how much is that, the dollars? Plus the prutas should be worth 3 prutas. Ketori, we learned before, mikana talomad, la sirus seif of a pruta. And a sirus seif is only worth a pruta. The question is, am I pruta? Why a pruta? Amati, you're telling me, a sirus seif for dollarsu. That the sirus seif for 1/10 of the eifah, that's what you bring for the mincha, what a dollars bring. And the yoma chad mishisa with the dollars. You're telling me now that the dollars, the very poor one, is 1/16 of the poor one. So it's 1/16 of a quarter of a dinner who the chashvin and the gimapriti heaven. It came out that it should be 3 prutas. So why do you tell me now that the dollars is only worth 1 pruta? The chur should be worth 3 prutas. The Gemara answers, Tana, this Tana the price holds, mi yoledis yala. If he learns it out from a lady that gives birth, the maisia predach, she has to bring one bird, takas keves, instead of the lamb. It comes out to be that the lamb is worth, we said before, is worth a sela. And a predah now, one is worth, not a quarter of it, but an eighth of a dinner. And so they have a chad mitlosam train, it comes out to be 1/32. The keves, it's 1/32 of a keves. And so the yad kan daladalis kan evi. So you want to know how much is a very poor man, the mincha is supposed to be kinega the birds, should also be chad mishishosa badalis. The most question now is the yad kan daladalis, that you bring very poor kan evi chad mishishosa. In other words, by yaledis, you don't have a daladalis. So you have to learn out a daladalis from the other chatoim, the other oil of the yurit. And so by them, they have to bring 2 birds. So it comes out that the daladalis is still only 1/16 of the dalas. And so the meichi yalef, you know, from a keves v'yayil. Is that kind of should be pruta palga. So it should come out to be worth a prut and a half. So daladalis should be worth a prut and a half, not 1 pruta. So if you have now that the poor one is 1/32 of the rich, and then the poorest is 1/16 of that, so from ice now comes out to be a prut and a half, so it's still off by half of a prut. Why did we say before it's only 1 prut, it should be worth now a prut of palga? So my Rava says like this, Kula milsa, know everything, learning out now from a yeledis. But guess what she gives birth? Brochikom, this is what I mean to say. Midechas rachmon ole de dalas. The mevi chad mitlosan v'treim biasiris. Since we see by yoledis, she only has to bring 1 bird kinega the keves. So that's 1/32 of an ashiris. Umayi yoledis is hochi chas chmona sentarad rachmonis. The dalei dalas lemevi chad mitlosan v'treim b'dalas. So just like we find by yoledis, the difference between the rich and the poor is 1/32. The same way with other places that we have a poor and very poor, it should also go down to be 1/32. Freddy Gamari Hochi, if so, river the pruteve should be less than a prut, even a quarter less than a pruta. Not even a full pruta's worth. So more says true Hokinami, it's like a true that way. Eld lavucharya, lesuya pokas me pruta, lemokam. You never have to give anything less than a pruta to Hashem. So when you do have to bring this mincha to your seifa, it has to be worth at least a pruta. Then Hokinami, not more. Really, it should be worth even less, a quarter less than a pruta. But since it's not normal to give something less than a pruta, that's why we call it a pruta. All right, we'll stop here.